Wow. You know, I've had some recorded shows here and there. I've had some guest hosts. Today was the closest day this show came to starting without me. It's just, wow. But there's just so much going on, and I had to be a part of it. You know, the FLW is in town. If you're riding up and down I-85 today, if you're in Anderson today, you know what I'm talking about. There's a bunch of wrapped bass boats in town, and it's so much fun. I just had to get down there this morning. Good day. We're going to have Neil Paul with Visit Anderson is going to be on with us here very shortly. We're going to talk to Dan Dupree from the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic, which is happening next weekend at the same time the FLW, which is kind of sad because I'd like to be both places at once, but I can't. And it's going to be a fun show. I hope you'll enjoy it. But welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz. Going to be with you for the next hour. Appreciate you tuning in and being here. It's a beautiful day outside. I hope you had some plans to get out today. Mine kind of started early with a box of those hot Krispy Kreme donuts, and boy, it was just good. But you're listening to Conservative Talk 94.5 GTK FM, and we're rolling. It was fun. But like I said, I was hoofing up 85 to get here from Anderson. Trying to get ready for this week, and I'll have a little bit more to say about that in a few minutes, about what I'm actually doing this week, which is kind of really, really cool. And I tell you, I'm as excited as a 10-year-old boy who's going to first day. I don't know. It's just, it's going to be fun. But anyway, like I said, today's show is pretty much going to be a living calendar of events because there's so much going on. And I got up early this morning, went to Anderson, had breakfast with a good friend of mine. He's on the show with me now. It's Neil Paul from Visit Anderson, Fish Lake, Hartwell. Neil, it's been a while since I've seen you.
Hey, listen, and we're visiting now, and there's no food involved, so we're making progress.
How is that? Because food makes everything better.
Well, I know, but it's easy to get along with somebody when you eat with them. when you have to get along when there's not food involved, that's even better.
It
challenges your relationship.
Ours doesn't need challenging, though. It's a good one.
It is, and it's one of my all-time favorite people in the entire world, and just a pleasure. And so thank you so much for the opportunity share some time with you this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. And any day that starts off with praline bacon has got to be a good day.
Oh, it's absolutely pork candy.
Pork
is
candy.
What I like to call it. So any day with pork candy is a great day.
And then followed
by the folks down at Grits and Grocery, Sailor's Crossroads, Lower Anderson County. If you haven't been down there, you got to look them up, try them out. I mean, people come from all over the country to try that place out. It's a great place, and we're proud that they're located in Anderson County.
And what was the omelet I got this morning?
The dirty omelet.
The dirty omelet.
And it has some of everything.
Some of everything. and to boot and to top off the whole morning. I mean, and it was funny. You had people dressed up nicely. You had parents with little kids with Tonka trucks out there playing in the dirt. You had a couple turkey hunters that were there who obviously eat there a lot because they knew them on a first name basis with them. And we had bluegrass music.
When you can put bluegrass, bacon, and bluegrass, bacon,
and hunting, and friends, and family.
But bluegrass and bacon, I mean, that's got legs.
That's got legs. But it was. Folks, he's right. If you have never eaten breakfast or anything else at Grits and Grocery, it's great. The couple that owns that restaurant, they work for Emerald in
Heidi
New Orleans.
Joe Troll, they work for Emerald Lagasse down in his restaurant in New Orleans.
That's right.
And once they were married, they couldn't work. He wouldn't let them both work there.
Right.
And as long as they were married. And so Heidi went out and opened a restaurant, her own, Elizabeth's. It was down in the French Quarter. And as luck would have it, when they decided when they had a child, they were going to relocate back closer to home. One's from Wilmington, one's from Sumter, South Carolina. And it was sort of a combination of some family land and throw a dart at the map and see where you wind up kind of thing. And they wound up here in Lower Anderson County on a lot of farmland with a old country store.
It's got atmosphere.
It does.
And, yes.
And what do you do with the old country store? Well, you turn it into a restaurant. So, and folks line up out the door to come in there and eat.
That's good. It was good. But like I said, anything that starts off with food is a good thing, and we've had a it's been a full day. I mean, you've had today's calendar events in Anderson County. It's been full of fishing. It's FLW Pro Day. It's David Fritz at Grady's Great Outdoors. We were at both places. Where all did you go today? I mean, we were kind of ahead and behind each other after breakfast. So what all did you see?
Well, you know, FLW and their partner with Walmart hosted Pro Days at actually three area Walmart locations. The two here in Anderson today over on 28 Bypass and the one on Liberty Highway there closest to 85. But also the Seneca Walmart mm-hmm. hosted Pro Day as well. I think Mark Rose and Nicole Jacobs, as well as members of the Clemson University yep. bass team,
right.
Were up at the Walmart and Seneca. Didn't quite make it up there, but nope. Understand they had a great time today. Then had a chance to get over to the Liberty Highway location where Jimmy okay. Houston and
yeah.
Jimmy Houston was hanging out, and David Dudley and Scott Canterbury were on hand meeting folks and handing out some product and spending some time with the fans. And then over at 28 Bypass was Matt Airy and Jeff Sprague and Greg Bohannon.
Yep.
And Greg Bohannon, his title sponsor this year is Old Spice, and I think he was telling me. And I'm an Old Spice guy too, so it was great to pull up and see the Old Spice rig out in the parking lot. But he had given out just talk about the traffic flow today.
Yeah.
He had given out over 400 samples
wow.
of product in the first hour that they were there, and he ran out of product while he was there. So a great turnout by the community and folks that came out today. I know they were treated very well by the anglers in town.
You know, if you were a male growing up in the 70s, you got Old Spice for Christmas at least five or six times.
Well, and I don't think Old Spice would mind me stealing the thunder a little bit. Greg was telling me this over there a while ago. You know, at least one of our grandfathers or an old uncle or something, somebody that we looked up to as a kid used Old Spice, and it
yeah.
was the old glass bottle with the little gray stopper in the top of it. I remember my granddad, that's all he used, and would splash a little on me every once in a while. And Greg said this year at Christmas, Old Spice is coming out with like a vintage gift pack.
Really?
And that old bottle with the gray stopper is going to be as a part of the gift pack coming up this year at Christmas time. So
cool,
if you're an Old Spice fan, you need to look out for it.
There you go. And it still smells the same.
I love it.
Good for some things in life to be the same no matter what age you are.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
That and Andy Griffith reruns are the two things that never get old. Old Spice and Andy Griffith reruns.
Yeah. You know, that list is probably endless.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start, I mean, where do you stop with that list?
Oh, and everybody, and you ask anybody, everybody's going to have a different list.
Of course.
You know, talking about the atmosphere today in Anderson, you know, it was great with the Pro Days, with mm-hmm. Walmart and FLW and Grady's, one of our local partners. Want to say, you know, thank you to those folks because they do a great job here within the community. But hosted, teamed up with Lou's today and hosted a cast and demo, and they had quite a lineup when I stopped by there and left to come down and get phoned in to the show. But they had a great group of folks lined up, kids of all ages and some adults lined up ready to go. And just a great deal partnership there with Grady's, the community, having Lou's and pro David Fritz is in. David Fritz, a lot of, you know, some of the kind of a legend in the business,
oh,
but
yeah.
one of the few to win the Forest Wood Cup and Bassmaster Classic
That's
Championship.
It. Hang on through the break, Neil. We got some more to talk about. You there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on through. We're going to take a break. For a second there, I thought you'd hung up on me.
No.
Hang on through the break. Let's come back, and we got more stuff to talk about that's going on this week and next weekend in Anderson County. So we'll be back on the other side of the break with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Had Joey Hudson just came in from his live remote out at the airport. And yes, the sun's shining out there, Joey. But welcome back. We're still got Neil Paul from Visit Anderson on the line. We had FLW Pro Days at the Walmarts. We had Grady's. Did you throw? Did you cast for the lose combo there, Neil?
I did not. It was probably two things probably went in my favor. One, there was a line, and two, it's one of those things where I just thought better of it, because even out in the middle of a parking lot, I could get hung up on something. And so I let the contestants or the folks that had signed up stick with that, and I'll wait until I get a chance to get out on the water and do some throwing.
There you go. And just stay, 75 yards away from the bank, and you got no problems.
I could still get hung up though. I have that kind of luck.
That animal magnetism, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, last weekend we had Glenn Finley and Glenn Chaplier on the show with us, because tonight there's something that you can still make, because they're still selling tickets at the door. In fact, there are four tickets at the door, sponsored by Woods and Water South Carolina. It's the Meet the Pros night. Give me the details on that one, Neil.
Oh, just and a great event too. Yeah. This was the folks down at First Baptist Church in Belton. They've put this event together before. It's a very successful event. It's a great time, a great evening, and it's always well supported. Again, Grady's, we mentioned before, they're one of the sponsors of the event tonight, along with Woods and Water. And it's it's Meet the Pros night. It's us. Right now, there's I think five pros headlining the event tonight: Glenn Chaplier, Mark Rose, Greg Bohannon, and Scott Martin, and Clark Winlett is actually subbing for Jay Yalis. Yalis was on the original lineup, and I think one of his daughters, or he has a daughter that has an event tonight. He didn't want to miss it, so he gracefully backed out. And I mean, you can't fault a man for wanting to take part in his children's activities. And so Clark was able to sub in. I think Brian Latimer, FLW rookie from right here in Anderson County, is going to come out and spend the evening with us, as Brandon Cobb.
Okay.
Brandon Cobb from down in Greenwood.
Yeah.
And finished third last year at the Forestwood Cup in his rookie season, and looking for a big week on Lake Hartwell. And he's going to be there as well. There may be a couple other pros with us, but they're going to have seminars and Q&A starting at 5 o'clock. Yep. Dinner starts at 6. They've got some tickets left, certainly a chance to take in some walk-in traffic.
Okay.
It's $10 for the evening, a barbecue dinner sponsored by, brought out by Creekside Barbecue in Anderson. And it's going to be a good night. It promises to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You were talking about Jay and his daughter and all. That's why I'm not going to be there tonight. I've got a birthday party for one of my own tonight. So while her sister is home for spring break, we're going to take tonight and celebrate a little bit early one of my own daughter's birthdays. So I know how he is with those. And tell you, you miss those opportunities. They don't come back around.
They don't. I don't have children of my own, but I know from having nephews and people in your life that you're close to, those moments are precious.
Is it?
And it's kind of like an era out of the bow. Once it's gone, you can't get it back.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I think the spoken word, an era, and time are the three things you can't get back. So it's important to spend that time with those folks when you have that opportunity.
Boy, you can make me depressed.
Sorry about that, but it is tonight.
Yeah.
But getting back to that event, it's
yep.
going to be a great evening, and the church down there, those folks, Glenn Finley, Nick Kirby, the youth pastor down at the church, they have a real passion.
They
for
are
the
involved
outdoors for fishing. They're involved,
yes.
and you can tell, and it shows in their work, and they do a great job. So we're just fortunate to have the opportunity to partner with them and be a part of a great night.
Now, Tuesday night, there's another, it seems like it's all about fishing this week, but it is. But this is kind of not totally FLW. This is more about Lake Hartwell, Anderson County Museum. Y'all got a big thing going on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's going to be a social, a wine and cheese social sponsored by the Friends Board at the Anderson County Museum. And they're going to open the new exhibit, the Lake Hartwell exhibit, at the museum on a Tuesday night in an opening ceremony there from a reception from 5 to 7. Right. And it's a free event. Everyone's invited to attend at the Anderson County Museum. It's 202 East Greenville Street in Anderson. And it's Lake Hartwell, 62 years in the making. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, said, well, I thought the lake just turned 50 years old just a couple of years ago. Well, it did. The 62 years covers the actual construction of the lake and everything. And I had a chance to take a sneak peek at the exhibit earlier this week of what had been put together.
Right.
There's a lot of history and a lot of artifacts and things that are going to be on display. The exhibit's going to run through September.
Oh, wow.
And then part of the exhibit, because there are some items that some folks locally have loaned from their personal collection to the exhibit. In September, those things will go back to the rightful owners.
Okay.
And then the things that are going to remain on permanent display will actually then transition and be a part of the transportation exhibit here locally at the museum for Anderson County.
Cool. And one of those items that's there that's being lent and will be returned is the 2015 Bassmaster Classic Trophy won by none other than our friend Casey Ashley.
That is correct. Casey was, in fact, Casey, you know, we wanted to have, Anderson County wanted to have because the lake is such a great fishery and it continues to be known as a great fishery. And with Green Pond Landing coming online last year, it's really just, we've really burst on the scene as a major player in the bass fishing world particularly, and they wanted to include that in the exhibit. And so Casey was kind enough from his personal collection to loan us the Bassmaster Classic Trophy that he won here last year on Lake Hartwell, along with a jersey of his and some of his. His dad made us a handful of homemade baits.
Right, the underspins.
The classic on. So, yep, the underspins. The original underspins. So if you want to know what Casey won the classic on, you want to get out to the museum and check those underspin lures out. And also, last time FLW was on Lake Hartwell was in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and Casey won that tournament on Lake Hartwell, and he loaned that trophy to us as well. So there'll be an FLW presence as well as a bass presence in the exhibit. So we're real appreciative and thankful for Casey for pitching in and offering us some things from his personal collection.
Too bad he's down getting ready for the St. John's. It's been fun
to have
him there.
He's real excited about that. I know I know when we talked this week, he was disappointed that he wasn't going to be able to make the opening on Wednesday night, but said he could not wait to get back from Florida to get back and maybe take an off day and slip up to Anderson and go through the museum himself, see the exhibit.
Be real cool. Then I guess the crowning. Go ahead. What'd you
say? And also I just was going to kind of add this too. Want to kind of give a special thank you to one of our new partners, Costa Sunglasses. You know, and Costa's been nice enough. Costa's we've got an agreement here at Visit Anderson and Fish Lake Hartwell where Costa's the new official sunglasses of Lake Hartwell, you know, with having Casey and his success right here. And Casey is the Costa Pro and a local partner like Grady's, who's one of, if not the top, in volume sales. I think they're the number one or two Costa dealer in the state of South Carolina.
It's amazing.
So it allowed us to form a great partnership with Costa and to be the official sunglasses of Lake Hartwell, and there'll be a Costa presence in the exhibit as well. So we really appreciate them for what they do for us as well.
And then the last event before we get to the weekend stuff, we got a couple minutes here, so we'll probably, you know, this probably be all we get to. I'll give them all the details on the weekend stuff because I know you got some things you got to do down there. Defenders for Children is having something at the Wild Wings on Wednesday night.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Defenders. Wild Wing Cafe in Anderson. It's located at 119 Interstate Boulevard off exit 19B, Wednesday, March the 16th, anytime between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. You can find out more about this great event at defendersforchildren.org.
Yep.
But it's raising child abuse awareness and connecting fishermen to the next generation. It's Defenders for Children Cast Against Abuse, and 10% they'll have raffle and auction items available, but I think 10% of the proceeds are going to go back to during the 4 to 9 o'clock hours on yep. Wednesday. The 10% of the proceeds during that time are going to go back to Defenders for Children and their Cast Against Abuse. So just a great cause. Defenders for Children is a 501c3 here, and if you want more information or you want to donate or volunteer with the organization, you can reach them at defendersforchildren@gmail.com. And so we're real proud to have them working on an event here such as this one in our community. And I can't believe that our 30 minutes have come and gone this fast.
I tell you, when you're just like a normal phone conversation, you know, yeah, this is going over the airwaves, you know, spanning Georgia to North Carolina, Tennessee to almost Columbia. It just goes poof, you know. But hey,
well, I'll say this real quick before I go. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, folks that tune in and support the show every week, and get up to Lake Hartwell and come see us. So you'll be glad you did.
Hey, we got a little bit even new music there. We got a few seconds here. What are we doing in July again this year?
We're going to ICAST, and I'm so excited. It's like a professional vacation, and it will not get here soon enough. I can promise you that.
Well, we're both in. We got our motels reserved, so we got a place to stay. We just got to get there now, right?
Can't wait.
All right, buddy. I'll see you and talk to you probably Wednesday.
Have a great last 30 minutes. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Neil, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. All right, hang on a few minutes, and then we'll be back with more of Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Appreciate Neil donating a little bit of his time to be here. It is a busy week if you love bass fishing, and really if you don't. We were talking earlier today. I really haven't bass fished seriously since the early 90s. I got involved in saltwater fishing and then fly fishing, both fresh and salt, and it's kind of where I've made my living for fun, you know, my fun time away from everything for the past 20, man, I can't believe it's been that long. But, and we were talking earlier today, he and I were both, the Bassmaster Classic just happened in Oklahoma, and I don't know, I watched it live on Bass Feed when they had it running Saturday and Sunday, and I watched the weigh-ins, and I'm thinking, why am I, and I do this with the FLW too, I mean, it's just, you know, I've gone around riding in boats with these pros and watching them fish and learning, and why is it, and I was kind of wondering, you know, is it just the competitive nature of Americans or what is it? Because you don't have to be a tournament bass fisherman to enjoy and appreciate what these guys do. And we had a good conversation about that one. That would take a whole show to really have that one. But I've kind of hinted around, and some other people have said some things on the air, and I want to kind of get this out there and make everybody aware of it. I am going to be fishing my first FLW tournament this week on Lake Hartwell. And how it came about is I opened my mouth one too many times and here I am. But I was talking to Bill Taylor today. Bill was in town. He is head of tournament operations for FLW. And I walked up to him and he turned around and said, "Hey," and I said, "Bill, what were you thinking when you put me in this tournament?" I said, "Why, yeah, whoa." But I am fishing in it Thursday and Friday. I'll be fishing as a co-angler, we have registration Wednesday afternoon. Rules and meeting and all, and the pros will be there. The co-anglers will be there. We'll get it's a random draw for boat or non and co-angler. So I don't know who I won't know until Wednesday afternoon who I'm fishing with. It's funny when I was talking to Jimmy Houston for just a few minutes today, and he wanted to know how I was doing. I said, "Fine." I said, "You know, it's good to see you. I saw your boat getting wrapped out at the auto show," and we talked for just a few minutes, and, I said, "You know, Jimmy," I said, I'm actually fishing this tournament, which is a first for me at this age." And I said, "You know, and late in life, firsts are, usually not good. They're all bad. And I said, well, this is just a great first to have. And he says, man, that's great. He said, maybe we'll get drawn together. And for a second I went, wow, I got the opportunity to get to fish with Jimmy Houston. And it's, and I know a lot of people, and I've known Jimmy for a few years, and it just really, ooh, you know, you kind of get the nerves thing going here. And, but yeah, I'm fishing as the co Thursday and Friday. You can, if you're interested to see how bad I'm going to do it. And Neil Paul keeps saying I'm going to win this. And I'm like, would you please cut that out? You're jinxed. You're going to jinx. All I want is one fish each day. That's all I want. That's all I'm praying for. I'll be tickle pink with one weighable fish each day just so I don't get skunked. But it's an amazing thing. But so if you want to watch, you can watch the weigh-ins live on FLW TV. It's FLW Fishing. They're streamed live on the internet. They start at 3 o'clock, both Thursday and Friday. The weigh-ins, if you want to come to the launches or the weigh-ins, they're going to be Green Pond Landing every morning starting at 7. I think official blast-off is at 7:30. Weigh-ins start at 3 on Thursday and Friday, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday. The co's only fish Thursday and Friday. Then the pros get cut down to 20 for Saturday and 10 for Sunday. So it's kind of – and the other big thing is I will be at Green Pond Landing all day Saturday. The show will be live from Green Pond from 3 to 4, actually during the college weigh-in, because the collegiates are having their competition up on Lake Kiawe this weekend. And you've got teams from South Carolina and Clemson competing, so that's going to be kind of interesting. I'll be able to kind of keep tabs on that during the weigh-in, but I'll be there all day. We're going to have the WGTK tent set up down there. We're going to have live remote. I've got stuff to give away. I've got free FLW memberships. I have bass fishing stuff. I have some shirts. I'm going to have some silicone wristbands for the kids. And I'm going to do something here. I thought about this driving to Anderson this morning. I'm going to start this on Facebook because that's just the way – it's just the easiest way for me to get it out there and all that. But if you're not on Facebook, there's an email address. It's roger@woodsandwatersc.com. That's spelled out, R-O-G-E-R at – Woods, WOODSAND, water, WATERSC.com. That's the show email address. And I'm going to start this. If you go onto Facebook, and I'll wait for the link to go up, I'll put something up so you can go on the Woods and Water South Carolina Facebook page. But if you want to email me too, you can get in that way. I really don't like the like my page and qualify for a giveaway. But I'm going to start something. You want to email me or post on the Facebook after I get it up. And guess how many fish I catch and weigh in. And whoever comes closest, okay, there's going to be a condition here. If I make a check Thursday and Friday and you post up whatever, how many fish you think I'm going to weigh in total for Thursday and Friday, I won't make you guess the pounds because that's just way too hard unless you want to try and there may be something special if you get. But if I cut a check off the back of the boat and you tell me how many fish, and this is going to be tough because I weigh in 10 fish. So I guess you're going to have to put in how many fish and a weight, and I'll just take the closest, and we'll figure it out if somebody ties. But, yeah, how many fish total for the tournament I weigh in and how much weight I weigh in, I'm going to give you your choice of level performance fishing rods. Those are the Anthony Gagliardi, the 2014 FLW Cup champion, has a rod line out there. They're – I think he's going to end up with 13 models. I think there's 10 or 11 out there now. He's actually put me on the pro staff. He sponsored me during this tournament. I'm going to give away one of his rods if I cut a check. If you tell me how many fish and how much weight I have for the 2 days, your choice. He's got spinning rods. He's got flipping sticks. He's got crankbait rods, finesse rods. But I'll look for that on the Facebook page. I'll put that up tomorrow morning. It'll run through Friday. And I'm not going to wait. You can't wait until 6 o'clock Friday night and tell me how many fish I weighed in, how many pounds, because it's all going to be over by then. But that's a little something while I'm fishing. And if I can do well and make a check, then I'm going to share it with you. So one rod of your choice, level performance fishing rods. I'll do that because he sponsored me for the rods on this thing. Z-Man Fishing, it's kind of a neat thing because I went out and got a jersey. I may have made some contacts over the last couple of years. You realize next weekend is 2 years since I went on the air here with Woods and Water South Carolina. When Angelo is here today, which is really cool because he sat in here the first couple of times and he actually locked the door so I couldn't run. But he's here because Dave's out of town this weekend. And this is really cool. I just happened to think about that. Angelo, I really appreciate all that you've done for me over the last couple of years. The station here has been great to me. Just can't say enough about how, and I was over here for almost 2 hours the other day, and I was like, man, this is just great. I just love going over there. So I appreciate everything y'all have done for me. This would not have happened without you guys. So I appreciate it. But yeah, 2 years, which is really a milestone. And another milestone. I'll be fishing next weekend on the 2 year anniversary of my show, which is just fraught with firsts and all. But so anyway, that's cool. We're gonna do that giveaway live remote next week, next Saturday. Please come out to Green Pond Landing. Show up for the launches. I was out talking to Jeff Sprague and Matt Airy and Bill Taylor this afternoon, and they're just also approachable. I mean, Bill may not be approachable this weekend because he's running the tournament, but the anglers are just. We had kids coming through Walmart and they were like, hey, let's take a picture, smile, let's take a picture. And the kids love these guys because they see them on TV. And even if you don't know who they are, they're the rat boats, the nice jersey. But I did go out and get a jersey. So I'm going to look good. My wife got me new shoes, which are going to look good. But yeah, Anthony sponsored me for the rods, which the rods I had and the rods today are just incredibly light and sensitive and powerful. So I appreciate that. But South Carolina's got so many good fishing companies in it, and I made this an all South Carolina jersey. We've got my radio show sponsors on the jersey with me, just the ones that support the show year round. But I got I went down to Z-Man Fishing, Daniel Nussbaum and Joey Prochaska, great guys. Z-Man Fishing is based in Ladson, South Carolina, and they jumped into it, and I've got more soft plastics and chatterbaits than I can shake a stick at. And I checked with them. They are good. Saturday, if I don't use it during the tournament, I'm probably going to give it away because it's better off in your hands if you're going to be out there fishing and the kids getting the kids involved fishing than it is sitting in my tackle box collecting dust. And then I went to Marilina Industries, which is Huck Gear, is based in Charleston, South Carolina. You got four Clemson grads went together, started this thing. Jason Hart, Doc Reed are just two great guys I know at Huck Gear. And they jumped on and gave me a nice foul weather suit. So in case it rains on Friday, I'll be nice and dry, which is important when you're running 75 miles an hour up Lake Hartwell. So that's the big deal for this week. I am fishing an FLW tournament. For those of you that went to high school with me and college and have known me and have been on my tail, man, you need to get out there and fish. Well, this is for you. I hope I can do you well. I even think mom and dad are kind of having fun with this one. And I know I am. And hey, I got a daughter at home that's like just going nuts. So as you can tell, I'm excited. And I want you to come out and have some fun with me next weekend. So put that on your calendar. Make sure you show up. And we're going to have a good time. A lot of free stuff to give out. And just a good time to be held for everybody. And it's all free. The expo is free. And you can watch the pros. So. Anyway, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on the other side with Dan Dupree. WGTK. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. As excited as I am about fishing an FLW tournament, doing a live remote, I am sad beyond belief because I'm going to miss the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. Dan, what happened this year?
Sorry we had to move the dates on you, Roger. I was up there too enjoying FLW, but we got some exciting things happening next weekend, so I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, this is joining us now is Dan Dupree. He is head of Camp Wildwood, and Dan, you sent me a message the other day and said camp is full already?
Absolutely. I think you've helped me out promoting it some, but it's been exploding the last couple of years, and yeah, Camp Wildwood is full. We were full back in February, so
wow.
We're really excited about that, too, coming up.
That is great. And in addition to Camp Wildwood, you're taking over the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. I appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time today to tell us about it. So while I'm down there doing all the fishing stuff, what are y'all going to be doing in Columbia?
Oh, wow. We've got so many things that are just happening. First and foremost, you know, we're a hunting and fishing outdoor show. This is our 32nd year. We have over 320 vendors that are coming down from all over, not only wow. South Carolina, North Carolina. They're coming out of Canada, California, Utah, and they all want to tell you about all their new products, all their wonderful hunting and fishing trips that they have. And also on top of that, we have so many, we got all kinds of family fun activities going on, from fishing in our aquatic head fishing pond. Yep. We're making lures. And then we have some special guests that are coming to not only entertain us, but to meet and rub some elbows with some Duck Dynasty people.
Yeah.
Really excited about Godwin. He's coming down and be able to enjoy his presence and just kind of ask him some questions and get our picture taken with him.
Now, you got a new building down this year, right?
We do. We have, it's called the Godwin Building, and okay. It was under construction last year.
Right.
And what that enabled us to do is to actually add another 150 vendors to wow. the Classic. And we sold out last week, so we're really excited. This is the largest number of vendors we've ever had at the Classic. And from what we're hearing, the vendors are really excited about this new building and the crowds that will be coming down to Columbia.
So the dates and the hours that people can come down and see, and where are you going to be?
Well, we're at the fairgrounds, the state fairgrounds. We are the second largest venue that actually visits outside of the state fair itself.
Okay.
And it's right there in the shadows of Williams-Brice Stadium.
That's right.
In Columbia. And the hours that we have, we're open Friday from noon to 8 o'clock, Saturday from 9 to 7, and Sunday we're open from 11 till 6.
And you got, like I said, you got vendors, a fair food, smoked
yes,
turkey wings.
We've got all funnel cakes. You've got all that, and you won't have to pay those fair prices. They're really good about keeping the prices low because we want to make it a true family experience, and we're able to do that by keeping those prices a little bit lower than if you did go to the fair.
And y'all got a little fishing going on while you're down there, because I was trying to get the Chesney fishing team to come see me out at Green Pond, and he said, I'm sorry, we're competing in the high school youth bass championships at the Classic. So what have you got going on as far as fishing goes down there?
We're really proud of our fishing tournament too. I know you have the FLW going up there, but this is our, I believe it's our fourth or fifth year where we have different fishing teams across South Carolina. You know, we always talk about the football championships, the basketball state championships. Well, there is a fishing, high school fishing league
yes.
championship, and it's held at the same weekend on Lake Murray. And so the weigh-in starts at 3 o'clock, and it's free to entry once you get into the fairgrounds. And it's really exciting. We pack out our arena, and we always have some special guests come down. And I have several of the anglers that are fishing in the FLW. If they're not doing as well as they want to, they'll come and visit us and teach these young anglers what it means to be a true professional.
And that's great about those guys, because they're all about getting those younger generation involved in the industry, you know?
Yeah, and it's what's really, really neat about that whole situation is that I never picked up the phone one time to call anybody. They were calling me, say, we want to come down, we want to just to let them know that we're here supporting them from up at top, and one day they might be there too.
That's great. All right, so because it's spread over 4 days, one location, 3 days, you could actually ping pong back and forth between the two events, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. We're only a short hour and 15 minutes from Greenville.
There you go.
All interstate. Come down. I mean, what's really neat about the Classic is that you will see new lures, new jigs, the new state-of-the-art products before they hit Walmart.
Yep.
So it's how they do their test marketing, so you can get something that gives you a little edge on the waters that other people can't get just yet.
And besides that, you can buy homemade turkey calls from anybody, duck calls. You still got some retriever demonstrations going on this year?
Not through the Classic, but we okay. will have several vendors that are bringing their dogs that you could talk
okay.
to them.
All right.
And they do a little bit of demonstrating in their booth.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, Dan, I appreciate you coming on. I am, you know, I'm going to miss, I guess since camp is full, I says, you know, we'll let you off this year. I'm going to miss our conversation then, but I'm ecstatic that Wildwood is full so fast. And whether we had anything on the radio to do about it or whether the word's just getting out, either way, I'm happy for you. You know, it means that we're making progress.
Absolutely. And I just thank everybody out there that's supporting these different programs from the DNR, because really what it comes down to is we're making, hunters and anglers for the future generations, and that's something that we definitely need here in South Carolina. And your radio program is just one of those many pieces that makes things so much better for us.
Well, I'm glad for whatever part I've played. And look, you know, we're going to have to talk about some other stuff, too. I'm sure we can dig up something.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to join you in the – they'll give me a new job, and I'll come and talk about it. How about that?
That works for me. I appreciate you coming on, Dan. I hope y'all have a great weekend, and we'll catch up to you soon.
Thank you, Roger. You take care.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, that was something. I contacted him back the 1st of February about coming on and talking about the Classic, because I knew I wasn't going to be there. And he said, yeah, we'll do it. He said, my schedule, I'm just so busy with everything going on. And he sent me another email and said, I meant to tell you, Wildwood is full. And I fell out of my chair. That is just great news, because that is an outdoor camp. I mean, year one at Wildwood, 100 kids. You know, they are turning over rocks and creeks to look for salamanders. They are learning entomology. They're learning forestry. And year two and year three, they take 20 of those kids who are interested in outdoor, either being biologists, technicians, or their career track. And they'll take them and do those second and third year. And it's just, I love it. It's been a great day. I mean, that just made my day. And I had somebody tell me today they heard some things on the other shows, and that's what I love. I love feedback. However I get it, I love it. So, wow, and time's about gone. Got 3.5 minutes here. Excuse me. Wanted to get to one thing, and it's always an important topic every year when it rolls around, because we take a lot of heat for being hunters and fishermen from people who are not – I don't want to say, I don't know if they're fully informed or not. I think education has a lot to do with people's outlook on certain things. And a lot of time hunters, you know, we're the bottom of the totem pole, and fishermen are slightly above that because you can catch and release fishing and all. But there's every year, everyone benefits because we hunt and fish and camp and all, because there's a thing out there called Pittman Robertson Dingle Johnson. And this came out just Thursday. So 2 days ago, this was released. I don't have enough time to go into it totally like I have done in prior years, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is doling out $1.1 billion to the states in 2016. These funds were generated by Pittman Robertson Wildlife Restoration and Dingle Johnson Sport Fishermen Restoration Acts, and go towards conservation efforts within each state. It's an excise tax, you know, and people that go to parks and people that go take advantage of state lands and all that, they use the resource. They don't necessarily pay for it, because every bow, every gun, every arrow, every round of ammunition, every crankbait I buy, every time I put line on my reels, or anybody does this thing, when you buy a paddle, it all, this tax goes into a lump sum, and based on license sales, it is given back to the states with restrictions. It's got to be used for conservation. Here in South Carolina, we have rifle ranges that were built. The Palmetto Shooting Complex at National Wild Turkey Federation is developed out in Edgefield that is open to the public, is there because of Pittman Robertson funds. And it's open to the public because of Pittman Robertson. It's not because that's the National Wild Turkey Federation's personal shooting range. That is our shooting range. Anyway, real quickly, you need to do some research on it. But South Carolina this year, where's my page at? I took it out and underlined it, and I lost it. All right, South Carolina, $9.3 million from Pittman Robertson, $5 million from Dingle Johnson. So about $14.3 million that South Carolinians have contributed through tax on outdoor equipment is now coming back to us and is going to be put to use for conservation efforts in our state. So when you see a hunter and a fisherman out there or somebody canoeing or something like that, you need to thank them because it's our money that's paying for all this to support what everyone enjoys. That's my soapbox. Hey, make time to get out there. Be careful when you do. Come out and see us at Green Pond this year, this week. It's going to be a great time. And don't forget that camera. We'll see you next week.